Mr. Brisher's Treasure by H.G. Wells. Narrated by Sam Cousy. "You can't be too careful who you marry," said Mr. Brisher, and pulled thoughtfully with a fat-wristed hand at the lank moustache that hides his want of chin. "That's why," I ventured. "Yes," said Mr. Brisher, with a solemn light in his bleary blue-grey eyes, moving his head expressively and breathing alcohol intimately at me. "There's lots as have had a try at me, many as I could name in this town, but none have done it, none." I surveyed the flushed countenance, the equatorial expansion, the masterly carelessness of his attire, and heaved a sigh to think that, by reason of the unworthiness of women, he must need to be the last of his race. "I was a smart young chap when I was younger," said Mr. Brisher. "I had my work cut out, but I was very careful, very, and I got through." He leant over the taproom table and thought visibly of the subject of my trustworthiness. I was relieved at last by his confidence. "I was engaged once," he said at last, with a reminiscent eye on the shove-a-penny board. "So near as that?"